a complete letdown. That's what it is. Let's not beat around the bush. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. No Michael Penix Friday. Coach Kevin Stefanski telling reporters today that Penix will not play in the final preseason game. And as I just said to Andy Bunker, womp womp, the excitement about what we might see, putting some doubt that's out there, Mike, right. I think in all of our heads, to rest, we're going to have to wait. But I got to tell you guys, he's not ready now, and he's been cleared. When is he going to be ready? And when is he going to be ready, Mike, to potentially get hit? Because that's the part about this that we're just like protecting him from, and you're not going to hit him. He's not going to be hit Friday. Then you get 2 weeks, two and a half weeks to prepare for the first game against Pittsburgh. I don't know. I mean, this idea, and I love my boy Ian Rappaport. I'm about to reach out to him. Stop, Ian. He puts out there that Penix has still put himself in position to win the job with his play. And I'm like, okay. Mike, I just don't know what to believe right now. Is he cleared? Is he not cleared? What are we doing?
Well, again, I just – every time I think we've kind of gone through, you know, a kind of like, I don't know, a threshold or a checkpoint and how you want to look at this – and I think, okay, now we got it, right? Okay, here we go. Now we got it. No. It's just, it's very aggravating. So now, all right, so maybe Tua will start the first couple of games because it's going to, even though he's cleared, it's going to take him 3 or 4 weeks to get ready.
Well, look.
I'm done. I'm sick and tired of speculating. But this is why you don't draft a guy with an injury history, because he gets injured a lot. And then he's injured and he doesn't finish the season. Then you don't know when he's going to start the second season. And now you're into year three and you have no idea what this guy is. So much so that people are excited about a guy from Minnesota State Moorhead.
Jack Strand.
Is Strand we trust?
Jack Frost. Look.
We strand together.
I have been on the TUA thing for a while simply because this is what I thought would happen. I didn't know. But it just made sense, especially with Penix not being cleared way back when and not right. being able to start camp. And I just said, okay, we got to give him a chance. Again, let's give him a chance. He still may wet the bed on Friday. But to Mike's point, maybe this means maybe we will see more of Jack Strand on Friday. And God forbid that Strand plays well. And all of a sudden, Mike, we come back in here as we get ready for the regular season. And we start talking about games that matter, and this buzz is still there. Look, I don't know. But what I do know is it's a disappointment. And I know Kevin Stefanski's job is to try to protect his players and make sure that they're ready. I get all that. But let's not – I think we're out over our skis when you start – the statement of Penix has done enough and put himself in position to win the job
– who knows?
With 2 days being cleared?
Yeah. 7-7 is apparently the new evaluator. Hey, I don't – look, I'm ready – to start this season, and, you know, we looked at the first five games. You know, Pittsburgh is a 50-50 game. Carolina's won 3 of the last 4 against us. We've talked about the first five. There's some winnable games here.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, if we're jerking quarterbacks in and out, you know, I had to check myself. Well, on YouTube, enjoy. Here's a hand gesture.
Yeah, it's too
but
late.
But it's like, you know, it just, I'm so sick of this freaking – there's no quarterback battle, a great quarterback non-battle of 2026. All right, it'll be what it's going to be, and now we'll just wait and see. And Carl, perhaps the truth will set us free.
Yes.
I give up. I'm so over this. I just want to see Michael Penix get established, show what he can do. All right, so we're going to have to wait a few more weeks, which is maybe what the Falcons have known all along. And they're just not sharing that with us. You know, you could have saved everybody a lot of aggravation. Penix probably won't be ready, like, you know, early in the season, but they just won't say that.
They drug it out.
They won't say that. And look, maybe they were hoping they'd catch a break and Penix would be ahead of schedule. Apparently, they stuck directly with the doctor's orders.
Yeah.
Again, we're getting this, you know, from hearsay in third person, but we don't know. I don't want Tua. I want to see Penix Jr. And I'd love to see Jack make this team. But, you know, that seems like it might be a bit far-fetched. He might just be a practice squad guy, and hopefully we can hold on to him.
Well, here's the other part about this Penix thing. 404-726-0929, and you can chime in, all right? That's the news today, guys. We were like, hey, Friday, can't get here fast enough.
Womp, womp.
What do you mean he's not playing? 404-726-0929. Disappointment for me. But here's the thing about the Penix thing. You're saying 3, 4 more weeks, whatever. It better work, Mike. That's the other thing. You're going to throw him out there. He better look the damn part, and we better not go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak Because if it is, then it's back to the Penix workshop year, which is what we were talking about. And I'm not willing to risk all of that if there is a capable quarterback that can lead us. And it gets back to our argument we had 2-3 weeks ago when we said, hey, hypothetically, what if the guy in front is playing really well? What are you doing?
Right. Steve Wyche was on today on 92.9 The Game earlier this morning, and he was talking. He was there the day that Jalen Walker got hurt. So he's like, I don't see the energy. Well, of course not. I mean, I'm not dissing Steve. We love Steve. I thought the day after that, the team really picked it up. You know, man, they had the contact. They brought everybody in before they went full contact.
Yeah, because that day killed the energy.
It just killed. And I get where Steve's coming from. But I think it was Staker Sandra asked him, you know, Joe Patrick's of the opinion that, you know, Tua, with Kirk, it seemed genuine. With Tua, it seems forced, trying to be a leader on this team and the players responding to him. It's Penix's guy. Penix is a guy. Penix is, if you want to pull somebody.
Wait, who's saying that?
Joe Patrick.
Okay, I got to ask Joe at 5 o'clock about that.
We'll talk about it.
Because he's going to come on at 5 o'clock.
And his feeling, and again, I felt, you know, this is something you and I discussed before and after talking with Tua. I think he does sort of talk in sound bites. He does sort of tell you what you want to hear. And then Kirk Cousins did some of that too. But guys were all excited about Kirk Cousins, and Joe is of the impression, and we'll ask him about it, that these guys really are excited about Michael Penix Jr. They may have to deal with Tua, but is Tua a guy that they want to rally around?
Yeah, look.
Doesn't matter. You're going to do your job. Yeah, but
exactly. I was going to say, at the end of the day, man, I'm getting paid to get out here and compete and win games. And, you know, it's funny. Everybody was talking about it doesn't matter who the quarterback was, including Drake. I don't care. Just throw me the ball. Now everybody's worried about who the damn quarterback is. Mm-hmm. Like, does it matter or does it not matter? I do think it matters because I think it brings cohesiveness to your team. I really do. And I also think when you start talking about, again, going back to, like, Matt Ryan – there was something to be said about knowing what you had, what you were going to get, and what to expect, and other guys coming to this team. Right now, I mean, again, half these guys may not be here next year. Matter of fact, most of them won't, Mike, on these one-year deals. But I just feel like that is also something about these teams that are established with their quarterbacks that they have over us right now, where you feel like, hey, you know what you're getting. That is taken care of. Where else do we need to fill in the blanks? But nevertheless, this is where we are. Your phone calls are welcome, man. Certainly want to hear from you. I've seen people go, well, this was expected. Was it?
I had a guy today on the text line. He just said, well, you know, what's the problem if he's out there week 3 or 4? So now we're going to have a 12-week audition? A 13-week audition for Michael Penix?
Stop.
So, I mean, you add it all up, and maybe we'll get to a full season at one point for him?
Yeah.
Come on, man. What are you guys talking about? You know, they got to make a decision on this guy. It's a draft, which right now, things may change between certainly now and April, but there's a lot of big-time potential quarterbacks in this next draft.
I agree. And by the way, the thing that I'm interested in is this a function of him being drafted by this team? And a lot of the core guys have been here with Michael Penix, through the good and the bad, right? What little, you know, good has been, but they've been here. Tua was drafted in the draft of 2020 by the Dolphins. He was supposed to be their guy.
Correct.
And he ended up getting a bag because
they gave him a contract.
Right? They gave him a bigger. Michael's not there. But my point is, Mike, when you get drafted and the core guys are there, guys want to see you be successful. I get that part of it. But this whole notion like he doesn't fit or he's faking it, I don't buy that. I think this is his opportunity to prove a lot of things, even that stuff off the field that you're talking about. So we'll talk to Joe Patrick because I'm curious what he has to say about that. I've not heard any of that inside of the building. I've heard good things about what he's doing, but I have heard, again, Mike, there's some hesitation, and this is where he's failing right now. The hesitation is, am I completely clear with this offense?
Right.
That's the hesitation.
Right. Now, Mike did speak with the media today after practice, said that he is feeling really good, believes he's on the right track to be ready for week one, both mentally and physically.
Okay.
But he's not going to see him on Friday night.
Would you?
But you and I always
So you'd start him week one?
If we're not privy to what he's putting in, but if he's putting in the work and he's got a grasp of the offense, then yeah. Because I need to see this. And I think, as you said, you could go with Tua and go to Penix, but if you go Penix and Tua and back and forth, and the season's lost. So, you know, it's interesting. Friday, you and I had debated all offseason, were we ever going to see Michael Penix Jr. in the preseason? So now we know we're not.
We're not. That's a good point. We did. And we thought. We thought. Let's talk to Garrett in Decatur, where it's greater. Mm. Garrett, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. No Penix on Friday. How are you feeling?
Well, I will say this, man. Number one, thank you for having me on. Love listening to you guys. But I will say we have four quarterbacks. Two suck, and two have played the entire practice and preseason, and they're not top of the line. But the idea that Tua would even start is horrifying to me, man. Honestly, that dude, he's got happy feet. He is gone. He's got the yips, whatever you call it. And Penix, even when he was here, wasn't like the greatest. So I don't understand. I mean,
It's fair.
Mm-hmm. I get numbers and all of that, but we have two guys between Rush and Strand that are playing their asses off and have showed us something. And I wouldn't start anybody but one. I'd probably start Strand and have Rush back up, and then there the Penix is three, and then two are gone, man. Like, I don't.
Well, I mean, look, I get it.
I don't get it.
I mean, I understand. We said yesterday because Strand is giving you the stuff you want to see. Strand looks like the quarterback you want for this team. But remember, guys, Strand is going up against vanilla defenses. They're not blitzing. There's no exotic packages that are coming after him when they're playing in the fourth quarter against the Colts. You know, that's one thing you got to remember. I like Jack. I don't want to look. Two things about Jack Strand. He's really shown everything you'd want to see from a guy in his position. He got the early snaps because nobody was really ready. They didn't even have Cooper on the roster.
That's right.
So Jack took advantage of it. And he's looked good, and the fans have seen that. And there's a way, if we can keep him in the mix without somebody, you know, stealing him, I'd like to try to develop him. Because I have no faith in Penix staying healthy. I don't want to be in the market with Tua. I don't. I'm more excited about another quarterback. Now, if you can get Jack Strand the reps at some point this year, well, then two things about that, Carl. Great for Jack Strand, bad for the Falcons, because that's mean the season is completely gone in the trash can.
Look, if you feel the way that Garrett does, and many of you do out there, 404-726-0929, does Kevin Stefanski have the balls to do that? Week one, Penix not available, Tua's not played well enough, and I'm starting the undrafted free agent. The undrafted.
Now, that's
does he
gonna,
have the balls?
No, it's not going to happen. I mean, I don't. It's not even a question of the balls. It's not going to happen.
Well, there are a lot of people like Garrett who feel that way.
Even as bad as Deshaun Watson looks like crap. He's going to start two games for the Browns.
Of course he is.
You're going to go with the experience, guys. That's always how it falls. That's why in Vegas they want to see Mendoza, but it's going to be Cousins. They're going to go with the experience. In our case, we've just got the wild card of if and when Michael Penix Jr. is ready. Look, we like Jack Strand. You're starving for good quarterback play.
Jack Frost.
And when you see him, he's giving it to you. But he's also giving it to you against base defenses, against guys who are not going to be in football by this time next month. So that you have to bear that in mind. I like him. I want to develop him. I wish we had a G League. We don't. The G League is called LSU these days, Carl. But that's about it. You know, we can't send him back down.
What if he outplays whoever else quarterbacks on Friday? What if he outplays whoever else is on the field Friday?
Well, I'd like to see him get some reps with the first team, but they're not going to do that. You know, he'll be back with the second and third team, brother. Brother, let me tell you something, brother.
What are we doing, Atlanta? Start the best guy. Start the best guy. All right, we're coming back. More of your calls. Andre, we'll get you in Union City, 404-726-0929. What are we doing? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of college football coverage, guys, in the ATL. Join us this Saturday, 8 a.m. as Mitch Evans and Abe Gordon set the stage for all of the day's big games with college football game time. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings, and by Window Nation, windownation.com. Or call 866-90-NATION. And then stay tuned. At 11:30, it's North Carolina against TCU. That's all this Saturday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are Dukes and Bell. The news is that Michael Penix will not play on Friday. And Eddie, who's been popping off all this offseason, hit us up on social media. ATL Bell 929. I mean, put him up. See Dukes and follow the show at Dukes and Bell 929. And he says, y'all calm down. He's going to start week one. And I think the question for most Falcon fans is, how does he start week one when you've not had any live action? When you've not, just seen him in practice. And if that's good enough for Kevin Stefanski, so be it. But I will tell you, this is what I am suspicious of. Kevin Stefanski's not named a starter. He has not said, in spite of all the things that have happened,
right?
Tua is our guy week one. Guys will go from there. He's not said that. So Penix today also said this, and then we're going to get back to your phone calls. Mike, he will be ready to start week one physically and mentally if he's named the starter. Okay. All right. I'm not sure what to think when you hear that from a guy who's not mentally or physically ready right now, but he will be in 12 or 15 days, and he'll be ready if he's named the starter. Meanwhile, the head coach has not named a starter. Everybody else around the NFL has named their guy.
Yeah. Yeah, quarterback battle. It really wasn't. Well, it's a quarterback battle now. We're here to day three, technically.
Quarterback battle, day three. Penix versus Tua. Loser must leave town. No, not the case. We're just trying to guess and go along with all the information we're getting. We'll talk to Joe Patrick, who's up at Falcons HQ, a little bit later in the program. I was up the hope. I think I speak for a lot of Falcon fans, want to see Penix start the season. Let's get a season under his belt with better, more competent coaching, playing to his strengths. Let's run the crap out of the football, high percentage stuff, get the tight ends involved, get some of our new playmakers in like Branch involved, get some yards after the catch, and then hopefully then we expand the game, we start going downfield.
Yeah.
You know? But in week one, that's not a work in progress. Not we're going to, we're going to use the 26 season as kind of a workshop for the quarterback. See what we got. Which means Vegas is right. We win seven games, and then we're in the middle of the pack to pick our next quarterback,
and that
which sucks.
Exactly. It sucks. If we're going to suck, then let's suck.
And by the way, I meant to mention this at the top.
Sorry, fans.
At the top of the show, I'm at Publix today checking out real quick before we get to the phone calls. Shout out to Dolly. She works at the Publix. Dolly, check out at Tyrone Publix. One of those people that you love who's happy every day at a workplace, beautiful smile, beautiful lady. Dolly could be 25, she could be 75. I have no idea. She's a wonderful woman. She's been working there for years. So she knows I do radio for a living. And as I'm checking out today, she goes, "What's up with that Jack Strand guy? I like him."
Yeah.
And I said, "You're not alone."
No.
And then she says, "Is Penix going to be healthy?" And I go, "We think." And nobody knows, but this is what people are talking about, including Dolly at Publix.
No doubt.
And Dolly, she likes Jack.
Well, I think she's she's in the Jack Strand, fan club, man. And again, listeners are hitting me up saying, well, are we really talking about starting him? He's played better than anybody else at that position.
But the pecking order would say, he'll come in after Cooper Rush on Friday. And again, guys, maybe they can make room for him on the 53-man. Probably not likely. He probably goes to practice squad at best.
All right, let's talk to Andre. Andre, thanks for your patience, man. In Union City, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
Let me just explain to you this. He's only had – Phoenix, I'm talking of. He's only had 2 days of practice. After this week's game, he has 2 weeks to prepare. Stefanski has known who's going to be the starting quarterback for at least 2-3 weeks. This game this week is going to let him know who is going to be the backup quarterback. And let me tell you, if Strand and Rush have the same kind of outing they did last week, Tua, I enjoyed the conversations about you, even though I never thought you was going to be the quarterback of this team. I think you'll be going packing Monday. Tell me what you guys think.
I do not think they cut him.
Yeah.
I have reservations about that from people I've spoken with. But I will tell you, it's a performance-based business now. And if you're telling me just from a cost standpoint, and Mike brought this up, that's not going to hurt this football team. Yeah. We're still going to be cap-wise in a great spot moving forward. This is not a situation where you can't move on because the money involved. If it's strictly performance, Mike, and he's not done what they want him or need him to do, okay, I could see that potentially happening. I don't believe that's what's going to happen. I think they're set themselves up for a just-in-case with Cooper Rush and Tua. And then you said it. Jack Strand is the down-the-road, let's-develop guy.
Yeah, I know that Tua, they don't
Although owe I think him, he should start.
They don't owe Tua anything in the sense that the Dolphins are paying him to not be on the Dolphins. And him and Cooper Rush, we looked it up on Spotrac yesterday. They're making like 1.2 and 1.3 mil respectively. So that's really not the issue. If you feel that, Cooper Rush has got a lot of experience. He started games for the Cowboys. Actually, won his first five starts as an NFL quarterback. But he's the serviceable backup. That's almost the guy we thought we had with Heinicke a couple of years ago.
Correct.
Right, with Ritter. Then Heinicke got his chance and nothing happened. So, but in this case, obviously you're not going to have four quarterbacks on a roster. You might not even have three. So this is the decision to be made. We've only seen mostly the bad from Tua. Presumably they've got a better balance of what the good and the bad is and what they're looking for. But he's an experienced quarterback, guys, with a lot of great numbers in his career. That would logically be the guy to start the season if Penix can't go. End of story.
And so to give an example to your point, today Tua started practice with the 7-on-7 drills, right? He was playing with the ones in 7-on-7, then playing with the twos, meaning second string, in the 11-on-11. He threw 2 touchdowns, got off to a really great start at practice. And everybody was like, good start for the guys. Those are the things we're not seeing, and how much does that matter to the coaching staff? To Mike's point, you saw 9 plays and lost your damn mind.
Right.
But I understand. So I don't think, to answer your question, Andre, that would be me right now. But if it's performance-based, right, and we all think it is, then who's starting? It should be Jack Strand, but it's not going to be. And that the reason why is because the NFL doesn't work that way. That right. Unfortunately, we can talk about all of this, but it just is not going to play out that way. And this is not even a money thing. Penix is not making $300 million.
Right.
This is more about we need to figure out for the future right. of our organization.
Establish the baseline. Are you going to, by May, you have to make the decision. Are you going to pick up the fifth-year option, or it's year four, and that's all she wrote? Penix goes 7-for-9. I think you wrote about, you already reported this. 11-on-11 from Daniel Flick from the AJC. Touchdown to tight end Jack Vailing. 3-for-4 in passing and 7-on-7 with TDs to Blair and Hooper. So Penix doing his work, but again, out of caution and just trying to get more time, he will not play on Friday if you're just tuning in.
All right, Wilson in Woodstock. What's going on, Wilson?
Wilson!
You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Look, you guys are great. I enjoy the station. I drive Uber. And it keeps me going. Hmm. I got two comments. One, Jack Strand is going to get ruined if people put him in there too early before he knows the defenses. They're not going to show him the typical stuff. He's a rookie.
Right.
And they're going to throw everything at him to confuse him. So let the coaches bring him along carefully. I hope he stays on the team, because if he goes to the practice squad, I think somebody's going to try to pick him up. My question is, the special teams that played that great game, were those our first string special teamers out there?
Yeah, it's a mixture of what we saw, best guess, because we're not intimately following it, to your point. It's a mixture of guys trying to make the team and guys that are projected, backup linebackers, you know, backup to corners, backup wide receivers. That's your special teams as it stands. So we've got,
okay,
you know, go ahead.
The special teams, I think, is going to be really important this year. They haven't been there to cause a spark, you know, tackling somebody early on a kickoff or getting a run back. You know, they need to be a spark somewhere in this game for the Falcons. They just can't just be milquetoast. But what do you guys think about that?
Appreciate the phone call. First, let me address what you were talking about with ruining Jack Strand. Look, rookies play in this league all the time. What happens is you get a moniker of undrafted free agent and people think you're not ready. And what Jack has shown is what they're asking him to do, he is excelling at it. So, look, I get it. Some of these guys that I may mention, like, I don't know, Jaden Daniels in his rookie year or a C.J. Stroud in his rookie year. Right? Sometimes it's about playing. You don't get the experience unless you play. Now, this may be a far-fetched idea again. And Mike said, look, it's not going to happen. I deep down in my heart, I do not think either. But if it's a performance-based business, let's play the best guy. And if the best guy happens to be this kid, then let's do it. But this idea of they'll ruin him, what are we now? Major League Baseball? Yeah. You don't want to bring him up too soon?
Yeah, that is a good analogy, because that's what they do with pitchers sometimes, or goalies in the NHL. But like, he will make mistakes. Rookies make mistakes. But right now, there's a pecking order. And I know you're, as we said, I know why you like him. I like him. I'm intrigued by him. The Falcons might be listening to this laughing their ass off. Practice squad at best. We're not keeping Jack Strand.
Why do we like him? He's big. He's strong.
Yes, he's what we've come to see in the NFL. He's our version of Josh Allen in the minds of some fans. But they've, you know, first things first, we got to see what we got with Penix. Hopefully we can keep him on his roster. I'd love to see him get a crack with the first team. But there's no way they're going to do that. They're trying to get Michael Penix ready to start the season.
All right. More to get to, more of your calls. Don and also Patrick, hold on. There is room for you to make your point, guys, and join the conversation. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, guys, we will talk Braves. Big win last night as this series continues. Bryce Elder was great again. Bullpen held up. And we got some clutch hitting. So we'll get to all of that coming up here. But front and center, guys, is Falcons as they play their final preseason game on Friday. And it's a big deal. Just understand this. Because the coach has put an emphasis on saying, I'm going to play my starters in week 1 and 3. We saw week 1, disaster. Week 2 was better, but no starters. Week 3, that's Friday. And now the news that Penix won't play, even after being cleared. I love the rational thinkers out there, Mike, how people are like, I mean, he's only been out there 2 days. No, he's been out there the entire camp.
Right.
He's been out there the entire time. So, yes, cleared 411 on 11, but he's been out there the entire time. So I think that that's just a cop-out for a lot of people who are like, well, this makes total sense. Not to me. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen him at practice, as we said. They had a deadline, or at least they had an outline of how they were going to work him back into, you know, getting ready for an NFL season. 9 months to the day. D-Led did say it. I said, guys, nine months to the day he got hurt. Not a minute sooner. Thank you, D-Led. But that's where we're at. And, it is frustrating. It's funny because the NFL season, it kind of starts a little later this year. Even then, we can't make this thing work.
Before we take Don and Patrick, will you come over here with me for 1 second?
Where are we going?
You are being very pragmatic today, and I don't like it. Okay? You're sitting here, you're rationing out things. Jack Strand has outperformed everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I love Jack Strand.
Let's start him.
Yeah, I dig it.
Let's start him.
Yeah, but they won't do that because you got to get the first team quarterbacks ready for the first team.
But the first team guy's not ready.
But the fourth stringer ain't going to be playing either. I mean, look, he'll get out there, he'll get his reps. I presume it'll be in the fourth quarter. And hopefully he's done enough good work.
What if he throws two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to back us?
Hey, man, but who's he going up against?
When all is lost and your back is against the wall, there's only one man who can save you. The hero we need. The salvation from Minnesota that is Jack Strand.
Jack Strand. He just marched the Falcons 78 yards in 4 snaps.
One man alone here to defy all odds. United we strand. Maybe coming to a game near you.
Right. Now look, let's just, you know what? Okay, I'll jump into Strandland for a minute.
Come over.
First off, I like the guy. You know that. Could he be our Kurt Warner?
Yes.
Okay, well, how did Kurt Warner get on the field?
Accident.
Trent Green got hurt.
Correct.
You know, the guy they were paying the big money got hurt, and a former guy that was bagging groceries for the Iowa Barnstormers got his shot. It's a hell of a story. You know, Tony Romo, wasn't drafted, but he went to a MAC school, Eastern Illinois. There are guys that we know, mostly we're strictly talking quarterbacks.
Same thing happened with Dak, by the way.
Right.
I mean, honestly.
Dak was missed state, but he was drafted in the third or fourth round.
Fourth round. But it's one of those things, again, where you go, is this guy good enough? And he is.
Well, Russell Wilson was the third round. That's why we actually gave Desmond Ridder probably way more of a shot than he ever deserved. And that's on me. I take that responsibility. I thought he could do that. Well, I thought I liked
you
him.
You weren't the only one.
I saw him in the game against Georgia in the bowl game. I thought he was okay.
He was a very good college player.
It was here in the Peach Bowl. I thought he was okay. Anyway, but could it happen? Certainly. Now,
come on.
If you've got what would I do right now?
What would you do now?
Chris Russo. I gotta tell you.
What would you do?
I gotta tell you.
I want to know.
Mike, I'd cut Tua. Cooper Rush is my backup. He sort of gives you the Dallas Cowboys.
Cooper Rush.
And I go with Strand as my third. And Tua goes adios.
All right.
Because the players don't like him anyway because he's phony baloney.
No, I don't believe it. All right. Fair enough. I just want you to come over here for a second.
No.
Look, if we're not going to see the guy play, and by the way, I'm sorry, Don and Patrick.
We're getting to it.
By the way, you're going to get this man killed week one, okay? Do you realize they have T.J. Watt, Patrick Queen, Alex Highsmith, Cameron Hayward, Derek Harmon? Have you seen their front seven? And I'm being real right now.
Right.
Huge. And their linebackers run. You're going to get this man killed throwing him out there talking about he ain't seen no live action, Mike, and you're going to throw him out there week one against these Steelers?
Well, that's just it. I mean, now, if you're ready to turn the page at Penix, that might be a way to do that. Really move that process along.
But you know what? Jack Strand could withstand a hit. He's big.
Oh, he's Josh Allen.
He's strong. He can withstand a hit.
By the way, I thought he was 6'4". Now he's 6'5". He's getting taller by the minute.
He'll be 6'7" by game time.
Apparently, we signed Paul Bunyan and his blue ox.
I'm just saying, I haven't even gotten into the Steeler defense. No, you're going to get this man hurt.
Right. Now, like, what's Tua going to do? Zip. I mean, he's going to be quick. Oh, either one of these guys is going to hopefully be getting the ball out quickly, underneath stuff. And then we use the run game, use the play action, and maybe we can break something over the top. Right, that's the way I see Stefanski's offense evolving the first few months or first few weeks, and hopefully into the next rest of the season.
Yeah, because look, what we don't know is we don't know how much of a grasp these guys have on this offense. Right. Like and I'll tell you something really funny too. And then Don, I'm coming to you. Various reports out of Tampa are there are concerns about what they've seen with their offense. Who's their offensive coordinator?
Yeah, our guy Zach Robinson.
Correct. Isn't that ironic? Now, I don't know how that plays once the season starts. We'll see. Again, he's got Baker Mayfield, a very experienced guy, playoff experienced quarterback. But that's part of the discussion out of Tampa is, well, what's going on with this offense? Good luck down there.
Bane got hurt.
I said Bane got hurt.
That's not good.
Yeah, apparently. We'll talk more about that coming up in 4th and 1.
All right, Don in Lithonia, man. Thank you for your patience. What's on your mind, Don? Welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man. Say, man.
Hey, man.
Y'all need to chill out with that Strand thing, man. We got tennis, man. Hey, look, for real, though. I'm a little disappointed here in playing Friday, but I can see why not. If they believe in Penix and they ain't able to start a quarterback yet, why risk him getting a setback and an injury in this preseason game?
Okay.
Let him take his lumps when it matter. Let him get hit that first time. Let him get up. Let him shake it off. Let his mind know that his knee is fine and ready to go, and let's get the ball rolling. Like Mike said, we're going to do a lot of screens. Mm-hmm. We're going to run the ball. I believe in Penix to have a deep ball, so I don't see that with Tua. So, like, when we do the play action, and we need them deep ball shot plays, I don't see Tua doing that. I see Penix doing that. So, with the coaching staff we got, all the offensive minds we got, you got Matt Ryan in the building. I believe Tua. I mean, Penix has been developed in a way that he wasn't before, and he just needed a chance to prove it. Like y'all say, we need to see what he got. Right. So ride the whole season out with Penix unless he just turn out to be a disaster or get injured, and then he put in a tour.
There you go, man. No, as you said, look, I think the Falcons' plan probably was all along Tua probably starting 1 or 2 weeks, you know, to get Penix up to speed. We just thought because Penix got cleared, there could be this chance. And again, and maybe it still happens. You and I had always debated. We were always, I think, not speaking for you, but I always felt like there was a likelihood we weren't going to see Penix Jr. in the preseason. And then when we heard he was activated on this Monday, I said, okay, well, maybe, just maybe they're seeing something and they'll green light him for full contact and full go.
Well, this plan, from a timing standpoint, Mike, I thought worked out in their favor because if you really wanted to see him in a preseason game and get him some live action, you could. So the timing of when he gets cleared and you still have time. See, if this happens after Friday, it's a moot point, right? You're going, well, what are we even discussing? We know he's not going to play. There's no more games left. So we got to look at the regular season. I don't know if I ever felt like he was going to play in the preseason because just there was no timetable. I will tell you this, though. That first day of camp, when he stepped up to the podium and was like, it'll probably be another 4 weeks. And everybody's looking at each other like, did he just say 4 weeks?
Right.
At that point, I thought he's screwed. Because I thought, again, everything has to go perfect for him to get to the date where he's talking about. Now, luckily for us, it has. But a lot of times, guys, that doesn't work out. You know this. Guys get pushed back. There's complications. There are things we don't know about. And they're like, oh, well, it's going to be another week. So he gets cleared. And I just thought the timing would allow the Falcons as an organization to say, let's run him out there. By the way, if I'm Matt Ryan and you guys can tell me about saving him all you want, once this thing gets live, nobody's feeling sorry for us. They're coming after his ass, okay? Right. Sorry. Nobody on the defensive side of the ball is going to go, man, he's got 3 knee surgeries. Let's go easy.
Yeah,
give me a break.
What's the line from The Unforgiven? You just shot an unarmed man? Well, he should have armed himself.
That's right.
You got to go. Got to have a plan. You can't put – look, but you got to get him out there. I mean, we do, as we all know, we've got to establish the baseline for what Penix is, okay? The previous regime saw fit to draft a guy because they thought we'd never be picking this low.
Terry.
And the Falcons – and like this – I hate to get into Falconitis and what the Falcons do, but it just turned into a frigging disaster. From 6-3 and in the catbird seat in first place in the division to not making the playoffs or now on 8 and there's 9 seasons.
I blame you because you brought that up. I was so right there. We were riding our way to the playoffs, and you said, you know we could still blow this thing. I said, no way.
Well, that was that Saints game when Cousins, all of a sudden the ball just started sailing and nothing looked right. But anyway, back to Penix. Let's find out what we've got.
Anyway. Because,
no, but you've got guys like, I'm not the only one. Am I a doubting Thomas? Yeah, sorry. Using reality and facts, guys, not dreaming and hope and by gosh, things will turn out. No, man. You got to be able to do this job. You got to be able to physically fit enough to do this job. And you got the kind of injury history he has, the odds are against you. And now we're trying to see him start this journey to prove me and the other critics. And it's not critics. It's just guys who don't believe in injured players succeeding with that many injuries.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard in the NFL for any position player.
Right.
Not let alone quarterback. All right, we got one more phone call here. And I was going to simply say, Mike, if I'm Matt Ryan, what's up, Matt? I want to see him. Forget about the saving thing. Like, that for what? All right, let's go to Patrick in Commerce. Patrick, thanks for listening, man. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Carl, you stole all my points. But, you know, isn't this new offense for everybody on the quarterback staff?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go with a guy, you know, my money's on the guy with the 3.87 GPA in engineering physics, to be able to learn it. You know,
he's picked it up pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think, right? You know, and your point was he's big enough to take a hit.
Yes.
And he's probably the only quarterback that can run if he gets in trouble. Mm. 245, 6'5", 6'4", whatever he is. I mean, he's a big guy.
Right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
And
no,
he's
like,
got touch on his passes, too. I mean, he's –
he's seeing the base defenses, and look, he's doing well. I mean, he's not. If he was struggling against these guys, you'd say, okay, he's not ready. He looks like the best athlete on the field, because had he gone to transferred from the small school and did what Trinidad Chambliss did, he might have found himself in the cusp of the first round or second round. So he could be. That's what the naysayers, and sometimes I'm falling victim to this, because he doesn't have the pedigree. Some guys will say, it's going to take it. He's a project. He might be ready to go, but you're not. Unfortunately, I just can't see Stefanski them allotting the time for a guy like that to play with our first team in Miami on Friday night.
Does he give you the best chance to win?
Yeah, I'd love to see it, but you feel me? They're going to give Tua as many mental reps to figure this thing out and look better than he did the first time we saw him.
No, that's for sure, because they want to be sure that they can move forward with him and feel confident. That part is true. Right. But the Jack Strand thing, like, did he say 3.8 GPA? Look, Don, you're on to something. Or Patrick, should I say. This is where, by the way, did you guys see the over-the-shoulder throw down the field?
Yeah.
That wasn't basic. That was excellent touch, Mike, and just right there over the shoulder. It was a dot.
Yeah, but the Colts are just playing basic cover two without a blitz.
Yeah, but his man beat his man, and he put it right there. He put it right there.
And by the way, he is listed at 6'5". Additional reports had him. He is 6'5". And he's a big galoot.
That's why I
said the other day, man, I like this big galoot. And somebody goes, what's a galoot? I go, you know what? Look it up. What am I? You know, find Wikipedia.
What am I, a circus clown?
I mean, I don't know. I like my generation, I got a lot of my vernacular from Bugs Bunny, okay? And from Looney Tunes. Look at this. Big galoot. Okay, so. Oh, he's a big galoot. That means a big guy. Like Josh Allen would be considered a big galoot. Ben Roethlisberger was a big galoot.
This is true. Yeah, they're big guys. All right, Andre, Wilson, Patrick, Don, man, thank you guys for getting the show started. We want more of your phone calls. You can't be sitting on the fence on this. You got to want to see him. We want to see him. We're not going to see him. And the disappointing thing is, a lot of you are riding around right now, and you're like, yo, Dukes, it's cool. Is it? Is it?
So let me, for the third time, a couple guys on the text, like, why won't they play Jack? I just laid it out to you. Tua's got to get the most reps. Tua
Frost
needs to get as much reps with the first team.
Frost.
If you'd like to invert the order and have Strand come out instead of Cooper Rush, I'm all for that. Because I think you know what you've got with Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush is a serviceable backup now in the NFL. You know, I think you've seen what he can do. He went 10 of 11 the other day against the Colts. He didn't put it. He had a touchdown drive. Had a couple of scoring drives. Field goal and touchdown. But Jack Strand is the man of the moment, because you are so starved for that kind of quarterback play, and he's giving it to you.
Did you see him?
Look, I'd love for this to be the next.
Will you come over here? Will you come over here?
Bro, if this is the next rags to riches Cinderella story, you know, I mean, I'm all for it. You know, it would be fantastic. It would be something just what this franchise needs. And we need that type of player. I wish Penix was sturdy and didn't have the injury history. That's not Penix. He's a pure pocket passer who's
are you calling him fragile?
Who's Mr. Frickin' Glass.
404-726-0929. We'll talk more about this with you. Your phone calls are welcome. You can text us as well. We see all the text. We've got a lot more to get to, including last night's big win for our Braves. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.